Tiger!
Order, order.
The first question time for 2 months, and the minister most in demand was the Prime Minister, John Key, for whom there were 4 questions, a third of the daily dozen, beginning with this one from opposition leader Andrew Little.
Does he stand by his promise to New Zealanders that, quote, the construction of the new convention centre will not cost taxpayers or ratepayers a cent?
Then an identical question from Greens co-leader Matiria Touré.
My question is to the Prime Minister and asks, does he stand by all his statements?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, yes.
A similar approach on a different topic from Green List MP Catherine Delahunty.
Does he stand by his statement, quote, we're actually going to stand up for human rights, unquote?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes.
And finally this one from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Does he stand by all his statements?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes. Especially that one when I said yesterday there's no dying these locks, baby.
Time for any question.
Order. Supplementary question. Right, Honourable Winston Peters.
Well, how come the curtains don't match the carpet?
Order. Speaker. I take offence that the member is telling New Zealand he's seen my carpet.
No, I just mean the sideboards.
Okay. Order. Order. I expect the House now to resume to some sort of decorum.
No chance of that, with Labour's Deputy Leader Annette King asking Mr Key, what about the vegetables, after the Prime Minister's response to another question from her leader about the Auckland Convention Centre.
Supplementary question, Andrew Little.
Whose advice will he take on this issue? Bill English, who's trying to save the budget, or Stephen Joyce, who's trying to save his backside?
Order, yeah. Order, the Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Oh, well. I don't like to choose between the children, so I'll probably take both of their advice.
Supplementary.
What about the vegetables?
The Prime Minister's responses to all the opposition's questions about whether taxpayers will have to contribute to the cost of building the convention centre in Auckland was summed up in this answer.
Seems to be today that the House is, the opposition members are defeating themselves, having spent 2, if not longer, years telling the government how wrong it is that they sought to find a way to fund the convention centre without putting in taxpayers' money. Today they're outraged that there could be any taxpayers' money. They can't have it both ways.
And having your cake and eating it was the question that the Speaker faced at the end of question time in deciding on a request from Winston Peters for a snap debate on the resignation of Ian Fletcher as Director of the Government Communications Security Bureau, or GCSB.
The resignation of a senior public servant may warrant an urgent debate, but there would need to be something exceptional or urgent about the case where the House has before it such a wide-ranging debate as that on the Prime Minister's statement. This provides ample opportunity for members to debate GCSB if they wish to do so. In these circumstances, I am not convinced that the business of the House should be set aside today. The application is therefore declined.
And that debate on the Prime Minister's statement resumed with a speech from the Minister of Finance.
Honourable Bill
Mr.
English.
Speaker, I'm pleased to resume the debate on the Prime Minister's statement as part of an energetic government with a wide-ranging reform program. You'd think we'd just got in. There's so much going on with this government, Mr Speaker.
Bill English, who earlier today informed the Finance and Expenditure Committee that he'd be delivering his 7th budget on Thursday, May the 21st. Meanwhile, the Law and Order Committee heard submissions on the Policing Cost Recovery Bill, which will allow the police to charge organisations for background checks or vetting of prospective employees. The bill prompted a submission from Volunteering New Zealand Chief Executive Vanessa Diru.
Now, the crux of our argument is that the impact of having to vet or charge vetting for volunteers is going to cost significantly to organisations. It's going to add administrative burden, it's going to add time for those volunteer managers to actually do that work, and it's also going to be a detractor for volunteers potentially to volunteer. So that's not what we want to see in our cities and communities.
Volunteering New Zealand Chief Executive Vanessa Diru giving a submission to the Law and Order Committee. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from Parliament.